It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Stephen Skeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. In a major turnabout, the Pakistani government has agreed to reinstate the former Chief Justice of the nation's Supreme Court. That news follows a tumultuous weekend in Pakistan, in which the government tried but failed to prevent a huge protest organized by opposition leaders and lawyers. NPR's Anne Garrels has this report from Islamabad.
The government's concession was broadcast in a dawn address to the nation by Prime Minister Yousaf Raza Gilani. He said the government would restore all the judges fired by former President and Army Chief Pervez Musharraf, including the Chief Justice, as President Zardari had long promised. But President Asif Ali Zardari had repeatedly backed down on that promise. It's widely believed Zardari feared Chief Justice Iftikhar Chaudhry, a maverick who had challenged the military and special interests, would repeal an amnesty on corruption charges that had been granted Zardari. In the days running up to a planned sit-in outside the parliament, the government had cracked down on lawyers and political activists. All those who were detained are now to be released. Until the last minute, the president remained defiant despite pressure from U.S. officials. Zardari imposed bans on public meetings and blocked the country's most popular TV station. But cracks appeared within his own party, with some key figures accusing him of behaving like a dictator. And when thousands turned out in the city of Lahore yesterday to back the lawyers and political opponents, security forces did not or could not control the crowds. The police melted away. Despite the ban on public meetings, opposition leader Nawaz Sharif led a protest rally and set off with his supporters for the planned sit-in in the capital. Even before the prime minister spoke, word leaked out the government would be backing down, and jubilant crowds gathered in the early hours at the Chief Justice's house here in Islamabad. Mohammed Yunus Adil, a civil servant, was among them. He says Chief Justice Chaudhry is a hero.
Stood against the dictator. The dictator asked him to do wrong things, but he stood and refused him. We want democracy.
Javad, a policeman, was relieved he would not be asked to battle demonstrators.
I hope this government do this. I hope. This is the very difficult. I know this is a good day.
Uzma Ahmed Ranchar, a lawyer, was shocked and delighted at the turn of events.
I feel happy, and I wanted to see the things going on with my own eye.
She says Zardari badly misjudged popular support for both the lawyers and Nawaz Sharif.
He was not expecting in his wildest dream to be Nawaz Sharif and his brother to be so strong. The judges have been, the lawyers have been struggling, though I myself am a lawyer. They have been struggling for the past 2 years, but they have not been able to press the government to such an extent.
Zardari had complicated matters last month when he ejected the Sharif's party from power in the key province of Punjab, following a Supreme Court ruling banning the Sharifs from public office. Zardari was widely seen as pushing that Supreme Court decision, yet another example, people believed, of political pressure on the judiciary. The government now says it will support a review of that decision. And this morning, Prime Minister Gilani reached out to Nawaz Sharif saying, let's move ahead together. The lawyers and Sharif have called off the planned sit-in at Parliament. The U.S. has applauded what it calls the statesmanlike act by President Zardari, hoping this will defuse a dangerous confrontation and allow Pakistan to address the nation's urgent needs. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Islamabad.